The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome. It's our number one of the Ben Maller radio program, recorded live off commercial radio and repackaged in the podcast format for your dancing and dining pleasure. So here in hour number one, what do we make of Tim Tebow's pending return to the NFL with Jacksonville? And we took great joy out of the angst around the NFL. People very upset with Tim Tebow, this, that, and the other thing. We'll get into it right now in hour number one. He's back! Welcome in the beginning of another edition of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere as we chatter together, yakety-yak, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, and beyond on the vast and powerful microphones of FSR, emanating live from deep inside the Magic Radio Box. That's right, the Fox Sports Radio Studios. Here we are together again, back at it, and slaving away over the hot microphones of FSR, and our lead this hour coming from the NFL and its opportunity knocking. You hear that? That's the knock on the door right there. This opportunity. Tim Tebow's headed back to the NFL. We called this one. I don't know if you saw it or not. It's been percolating throughout the last few hours here. We have learned that the Jaguars, it's not official. Not all the T's have been crossed and the I's dotted. But Jacksonville planning to sign Tim Tebow. Tebow, America's darling, to a one-year contract. He will attempt to hitch his wagon on the comeback trail as a tight end hybrid, some kind of Fugazi tight end slash quarterback slash receiver slash whatever. Tebow has not played in a real NFL game since way back in 2012. I was barely alive in 2012, the last time Tim Tebow played in a real NFL game with the Jets. Suck. So let us discuss. This is the story everyone's yapping about. What do you make of Tim Tebow and his pending return to the NFL with his hometown team? He's from that part of Florida. He's going to play for the hometown team there, the Jags. Now, my views on this, you've got Pet Project, TDS, and Daily Double. And we will connect all of this together. We're going to play Connect 3. And we'll see how this goes. Now, first of all, Urban Meyer is not a good poker player. And we thank him for that because we knew all along what was going on here. He showed his cards. And Meyer had claimed publicly that he's the new sheriff in town and he would look into signing Tim Tebow if, I'll just throw an if in there, if he thought he could help them win games. He even went as far as to claim that he intentionally did not watch Tebow work out because he didn't want to be too close to the situation because of the past relationship. It was all a smokescreen. When Jacksonville hired Urban Meyer, a door opened up for Tim Tebow. And Tim Tebow knocked on that door. He's the one that supposedly pursued this, and it turns out to be a package deal for Jacksonville, not only to get Urban Meyer, who I'm betting on being good as an NFL head coach, not great, but good. And then you get, in addition to that, you get Tim Tebow. Considering Tebow is a washed-up former quarterback, failed baseball player. He was a mascot for the Mets. They already had a mascot, Mr. Met, but they added Tim Tebow, the Metropolitans did, as their spring training mascot. How embarrassing is that? So at this point, if you look at this with a grain of objectivity, Tim Tebow coming back as a tight end, this is a salvage and recovery mission for Urban Meyer, and it's his personal pet project, a labor of love for Urban Meyer. It is a business endeavor.
Urban Meyer!
Everybody now, Urban Meyer!
Urban Meyer!
Urban Meyer! Yeah. So he's willing to take the plunge, do the belly whopper into the Tim Tebow swimming pool here. But by all metrics, like anything you were to look at here, 30, soon to be 34, by the time the NFL season comes around, birthday in August, Tebow, going to be 34. Athletic prime ends at 32. So he's going to be 34, hasn't played since 2012 in an NFL game, sucked at baseball. But yet again, this is a teachable moment. It is a refresher course. It's not what you know. It's who you know. We are reminded of this from time to time, and that's the seedy underbelly of not just sports, but life in general. You know, coaches like Urban Meyer and organizations have this hire a friend mentality. And it's often, we see this with coaching vacancies quite a bit. It's not often the best candidate that gets hired. It's the person with the best network who is best known. And you could say the same thing about Tim Tebow as a football player. Is Tim Tebow the best candidate to be a tight end? Well, best means as good as all the rest. I would say he's not even as good as all the rest. Never played tight end at a level, I guess, beyond Pop Warner. So he's a candidate, but he knows the right people. And like Tebow and Meyer, they're cut out of the same cloth. I mean, these guys they have the same background in Florida, and Urban Meyer is Urban Meyer today because of Tim Tebow. All right, now secondly, the part of the story that I was laughing at, and I hope you're like me, you got some enjoyment out of this, the blowback that the Jags are facing. We're talking about, even if Tim Tebow were to make the team, he's like a second string fringe tight end. He's not a mover and shaker, not projected to be a mover and shaker. But the blowback that the Jaguars are facing, deranged lunatics working themselves into a lather, right, foaming at the mouth here. And the reason why these people are foaming in the mouth is they are dealing with TDS. They are suffering from Tebow derangement syndrome. They have been triggered that Tim Tebow, oh my God, Tebow's getting another chance. It's not fair. It's not fair. It's not fair. They're complaining. Of course, much of the angst is because their hero, Colin Kaepernick, is still persona non grata out of the NFL. I found the whole episode to be amusing, watching the rage. Because, spoiler alert, this is not an apple-to-apple comparison. Tim Tebow is expected to sign a non-guaranteed contract for the NFL league minimum. He will then no longer be playing quarterback. He'll be switching positions. Colin Kaepernick, by all accounts, is not interested in that. The Kool-Aid drinkers are, you know, raising holy hell, the people that follow Kaepernick. But listen, here's the deal. If Kaepernick wants to switch positions, I don't know what other position he can play and play for the minimum. We'll see what happens. He still wouldn't get a job, but at least it would make it more interesting. Now, the final thought here. Tim Tebow, see, at this point, where does he go? Well, we know he's going to go to the offseason program, and he's going to have to figure out how to play special teams, do I say, if he's a backup tight end. But he has to dust the cobwebs off. All right. Now, there are many that are true believers in Tim Tebow. And there are others, it's a huge chasm. Because there's many people that, well, Tebow's going to make it. And then there's others, it's a pointless endeavor. I'm on the side of content for sports radio, right? So I don't think, I would disagree to say this is a pointless endeavor. It really depends on what your ambition is if you're Jacksonville. Like, to me, Tebow's off to a running start here. He has his thumb firmly planted on the scale. Like, Urban Meyer is essentially in the man's back pocket here, and this goes back to a kinship in Gainesville at the University of Florida there, the Gators, and their neighbors. Right? Urban Meyer could have lived anywhere. There's a lot of nice neighborhoods in Jacksonville. He chose the neighborhood that Tim Tebow lives in on a swanky golf resort. So they'll be hanging out, having barbecues together, chilling, all that stuff. But the main thing that gives me reason for optimism for Tim Tebow is the general lack of talent at the tight end position in Jacksonville. Even if Tim Tebow is merely just a blocking tight end and a decoy in the passing game and plays special teams, Jacksonville is weak in the knees at the tight end position. And that is an understatement. Now, you're never supposed to spend too much time breaking down the depth chart of Jacksonville, because that is bad radio. But they're in the soup kitchen when it comes to the tight end position. Someone named Chris Manhertz out of Canisius, who's been waived by three teams, is currently listed at number one on the depth chart. Someone named Luke Farrell, who played at Ohio State, was a fifth-round pick. He's listed there. And a guy named Tyler Davis from Georgia Tech, listed as the third string. So it's a faceless, nameless, anonymous group of players. And Urban Meyer's like, hey, I can hit the daily double here. And if you're in the business of football and the business of merchandising and publicity, the entertainment business, Tim Tebow is a made-for-television spectacle. You know it. I know it. Everybody knows it. And you can't dismiss this. Bankable, not just the merchandise, publicity, the whole thing. And we mentioned the daily double, so you got the merchandise part of it. But he's also going to be able to run interference for Trevor Lawrence, the highfalutin, number one pick in the draft, the hotshot quarterback out of Clemson. And abracadabra, the key, if you've studied magic, like I have, right, hocus pocus and voila, the key to magic, any magician worth their salt, misdirection. And Tim Tebow, like a magician, will divert attention away, at least during the offseason and training camp, because the media cannot talk enough, write enough, and speak enough, and show enough of Tim Tebow. Now, the best case scenario for Tim Tebow at this point would be, not only does he make the team as like a backup tight end, but he becomes the gadget guy. He is the trick artist, the trick shot artist for Urban Meyer to throw deception into the offense. And when you go out there, you send Tebow in the huddle, you send Tebow in there with Trevor Lawrence. Who's going to throw the ball? Is it going to be a trick play? Is this like a Taysom Hill situation? Not that I think Taysom Hill's all that good. And if you were the defense, I think you'd pay Tim Tebow to throw the ball, considering how he threw the ball with the Broncos and the Jets back in the day, but you get the point. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. If you would like to be part, we'll take your calls here. The lines are open up, and if there's no pressure. We have plenty of content here. We can make our way through the overnight. But if you want to call up, if you're not too busy working, most people listening live either have insomnia or they're working. So if you're not too busy, you can call up. 877-99 on Fox, but no pressure. No pressure. 877-996-6369. Also on Twitter, if you want to give us real-time feedback and hide behind the anonymity of your smartphone or your laptop, you can send your message in here, and that's at Ben Maller on Twitter, and the whole deal. Now, later on, if you are with us for the full journey into the overnight, next hour, we're going to have Maller to the third degree. We've got Maller's Mountain of Money, one of the more popular things that we do. That'll be coming up in hour three. And we have Sight the Bite all the way down the line in hour number four, the great sports radio mystery, Sight the Bite. Now, if you miss any of this because you're doing something else and you're gonna regret it, well, you can hear the podcast. Or if you got to go to bed, you can hear the podcast. That'll be up after the show, and you can check that out. And the podcast available on iHeart, wherever you get your podcasts, you can check that out. Straight ahead, it's getting salty in here, and viva Las Vegas. Viva Las Vegas. We'll get to all that, and we will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We believe in the power of the people and the Maller Militia. Get the most out of the Ben Maller Show listening experience by adding your touch. Take a few seconds to follow your host on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. And you can tweet at and follow me, Eddie Garcia, your humble sidekick, the voice of reason. I'm at Eddie on Fox. Hall of Fame Bills running back. He killed his ex-wife and a friend.
Thurman Thomas.
More great answers like that coming up in Maller's Mountain of Money in the third hour of the program. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Yeah, for those tough guys that rip the people that play the games, imagine the ones that don't make it on the air.
Oh, our screening process is just very thorough.
You have to have a pulse, and that's about it. Although we have had Hayes on, and I don't know. Some people say our guy Hayes lacking that department. I don't know. A lot of reaction to the Tim Tebow opening monologue here as we kicked off the festivities. Tebow's back! Not official. Just Josh has seen Tebow play on Sundays again. Well, that's God's work, he says. Robin Vegas from Sin City writes in, says, I'd like to start this tweet with first thanking my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Going to be hearing a whole lot.
Thank you, Jesus!
As soon as NFL camps begin, taking a knee, but it's okay now because Tebow is out there. Blah, 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 blah. Who else do we have? The burner account says, hey, Benjamin, I'm sorry I'm late. I missed the opening monologue. What did I miss? Nothing. You missed absolutely nothing. It was a tremendous opening monologue.
Podcast.
Outstanding. You can go back and hear the podcast. Absolutely. Now, Thomas in the 513 says, great monologue. Speak the truth. Merchandising. He says, there you go. Who else do we have? Page down. Mark in Houston says, you know, we all want to see Tim Tebow come into a game and throw some awkward touchdown pass that counts. The commentary would be spectacular. Well, if you stay tuned, Mark, it's likely going to happen. He's going to get an opportunity. And the thing that could derail this is if he gets hurt, then obviously forget about it. Eugene in Minnesota says, 10 out of 10. He says, stop playing Fortnite. He's the anti-Fortnite guy. He says, 10 out of 10 in the opening monologue. I am so glad you brought up the idiocy in comparing Tebow to Kaepernick. Kaepernick, he said that Tebow tried to play punt gunner for the Patriots. Played minor league baseball and had to wait a decade to come back to the NFL. So he says, now Jay in Florida, he's anti-Tebow. He says, Tim Tebow is taking the place of some talented kid who's trying to break into the NFL. Tim Tebow is a very selfish, selfish man who thinks he has it, but he was a flash in the pan in the NFL. So says Jay in Florida. Well, another person not happy with Tim Tebow, that would be none other than Dez Bryant. Got very upset when he found out, a little delayed reaction here. He used to be good, Dez Bryant, with the Cowboys. Then he was hanging on with the Baltimore Ravens and didn't do much of anything. But he's, I guess, technically out of the NFL right now. He played with the Ravens last season. He's currently not on an NFL roster, so he's looking for work. And here's what Dez Bryant had to say about Tim Tebow. I know you're dying to know. That's the one thing you were hoping to hear when you turned on the radio. You're like, hey, I want to know what Dez Bryant thinks about, you know, blank. Well, now you're going to find out. Dez Bryant, the great poet laureate of our time, said, so Tim Tebow haven't played an NFL game in damn near a decade, and it's that simple. No hate, but you got to be kidding me. Close quote from Tim Tebow. I think he meant to say hasn't played, but he said haven't. But I've made plenty of mistakes writing tweets as well. And the rule applies here just like every other time. When someone clarifies something by saying they're not doing it, they then immediately do it. So when Dez Bryant says no hate, the next thing he's going to do is say hate. 100% of the time, right? 100% of the time, that is exactly what happened. Then Tebow...
What do you think Dez Bryant's tweet would have said if Josh Gordon had been signed by a team? You think he'd be okay with that?
Absolutely. No, and then he had a longer...
He hasn't been good in like 8 years or something. It's okay to go ahead and sign him again?
Yeah. Well, no, then he had this like longer rant, like, you know, played the race card, you know, which a lot of these guys do. And Dez had a longer rant about that. But that, you know, that's standard fare, right?
Racist. I mean,
everything's racist. Tim Tebow signing is a racist. That's just kind of the way the world is these days. All right, we'll take your calls. 877-99 on Fox if you'd like to be part. 877-996-6369. Let's say hello to Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Mo. Let's say hello to Hayes in Minneapolis. We're going to start out with a fan favorite here from the Twin Cities. A man moving up the big board. When you look at impact players and an official member of the Maller Militia, he took the oath. He's sworn in. Hello, Hayes.
Hey, man. I just want to say it's good to be on again. And I did a little research, and after our last call, I went to the podcast. I re-listened to it, and it was great, man.
Oh, good. I'm glad you enjoyed the podcast. Did you give it 5 stars there, Hayes? Did you give us a 5-star review on the podcast?
I didn't see that option in there.
Okay. All right. Well, next time. Yeah. All right. Well, how can we help you, Hayes? What's on your mind here? You have something on your agenda. Did you just want to pat yourself on the back and say how good the last phone call was? Is that all you wanted to do?
No, man. No. Something has been giving me a little heartburn recently. It's the Timberwolves. I guess they owe their pick. They're going to give their pick to the Warriors, and
that bothers you. You're troubled by that.
Yeah. Well, they're winning. Instead of tanking, they're winning games they should be tanking in. Well, what do you think about that?
Well, if they don't have the first round pick, then
It's top three protected.
Okay. Well, right now, if the season were to end, and it doesn't end in a couple of days, this is the last week of the NBA season, then if they don't make the top three, the Minnesota would be picking like sixth or something like that, which means Golden State would get the pick.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. Hey, man, I also noticed that you guys don't do a show on the weekend. Why is that?
That's a great guy. Well, I actually do a show. It's a podcast, so I technically do 8 shows a week. I do 5 radio shows here on Fox Sports Radio, and then on the podcast format, I do 3 shows. So I think that's the limit. It's anything past that, I think we would have to move to South Korea at that point, or North Korea, rather. Not South Korea, North Korea. But yes. So do you work 7 days a week, Hayes? Are you out there washing bodies 7 days a week?
I'll be honest with you. I don't have much to do. I just clock in and work anytime I want.
Really? So if nobody dies and you don't have anything to do, you just still clock in and get a little paid, a little money there?
Well, it's like a project. You get to work on 3 or 4 people per week. You get about 40%. That's about $3,500 each person per week. Usually about $6,000.
Wow. Wow. You're making $6,000 a week?
I got to do that, man.
Roberto, what are you doing here?
Yeah,
hitting
what
these
the hell are we doing here, man?
You're hitting these buttons running 400 radio stations. You could be washing 3 bodies a week.
Wow.
Boom, $6,000 a week. Hayes, you're rich. $6,000 a week. Man, that's good for you.
The bright side to it is, the negative side to it is your hair begins to recede backwards from the stress.
Yeah. Well, I think there's a lot of negative to it. That's why you're making so much money, Hayes, because let's be honest here, who wants to do what you're doing? Not many people would like to do what you're doing, Hayes, so you're doing a service to the community because there's not a lot of people who want to do what you're doing. Now, have you had any ghost run-ins? I still want to get you on with our Ghostbuster guy from Ohio, but he hasn't contacted me to get you on.
Yeah, no, the thing with ghosts, to be honest with you, is I'm not afraid of them at all, but it's annoying sometimes, you know, when the bathroom keeps opening and you close it.
It's just
something you get used to. Hey, Ben.
Now, is this a friendly ghost, or you think it's like a mean ghost? Or is it a different, like, you think it's like different ghosts, or is it the same ghost?
Usually I'm the only person in the building. At most times, it's scary at first, but, you know, you just got to get used to it.
I hear you. All right, Hayes. Well, thank you, buddy. We'll move on. Look at Hayes rolling in money there. It's definitely earning his money. If you're new to the show, Hayes is in the Twin Cities, and he gets paid to wash the deceased. From Rival Sports Gas Bags.
From all rivals.
And blowhards.
Is that it?
And blowhards.
Oh, blowhards.
Yeah. Well, it's like horseshoes. He's close. He's in the right area. That's all right. That's all that counts. You know, it's close. Works.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So, listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We told you yesterday that Mets star pitcher Jacob DeGrom had to leave his start after five innings with tightness in his right side. The Mets saying today that the MRI came back, quote, clean of any issue, end quote. But he is going on the injured list. So I'm not.
He's perfectly fine.
Yeah, I don't really understand. Clean of any issue, but he's going to go on the injured list. So
can I go on the injured list too? Do I get like 10 days off? Is that's covered? I felt tightness on my side a few days ago. Yeah,
I think you could. You don't take many sick days, so I think that they would believe you if you took some sick time.
Yeah.
Except for when the gallbladder, exploded or whatever.
Well, that I ran through a lot of sick time on that one. Yeah,
That was a while ago, though.
Yeah, it was a while ago now. That was a doozy. I'm still feeling the effects, though, of the gallbladder, the lack of the gallbladder.
I'm sorry to
hear that. My dietary, certain things I eat there.
Well, you don't eat anything, though.
Well, usually I don't eat much during the week, but on the weekends I'll eat like a normal person. But anyway, thank you for that, Eddie. It is the Ben Maller Show as we press on, chopping down the overnight hours and Viva Las Vegas. And we're going to talk more about Urban Meyer later. We have the obligatory, or not Urban Meyer, Aaron Rodgers, excuse me. We already talked about Urban Meyer, but the Aaron Rodgers obligatory monologue coming up later in the overnight, but a story out of Vegas here that John Gruden is all turned on, aroused about the possibility of getting Aaron Rodgers in a trade. Now, this seems like the longest of long shots, considering the fact that the Broncos are in there. There's other teams. If Aaron Rodgers is going to be traded, I don't know if the Raiders would be the top choice. I would doubt that. But John Gruden supposedly will do anything to make a blockbuster trade to try to acquire Aaron Rodgers, and supposedly. Now, this report's been bouncing around the echo chamber of sports conversation for the last couple of weeks here that Rodgers is said to be, quote, intrigued about playing for John Gruden and the Raiders.
The greatness of the Raiders.
Let's go to our resident Raider apologist and lapdog, Roberto.
Yeah.
Roberto, any reason to get excited about this, Roberto?
Yeah, baby, bring him in the Raiders. Let's go. Do it now. Right now. What are you waiting for?
So what are you going to trade? Now, you got Carr. You got to trade him. What else are you going to trade?
Bye. Josh Jacobs. Bye.
Josh Jacobs, he's Carr, gone. Two first-round
Carr.
Picks.
Jacobs, Carr, three first-round picks. Whatever.
Three first-round picks. Done. All right. We got a deal. There we go. We've just made the trade. Tweet that out on the Fox Sports Twitter account. Sources close to the Ben Maller Show report the Raiders are willing to send Derek Carr, Jacobs, and three first-round picks to the Green Bay Packers to get Aaron Rodgers and a third-round pick. We'll just throw that in because it makes it look better. And that's it. Done. Trade completed.
Boom. That easy.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be awkward to play, if you're Aaron Rodgers, to play for John Gruden, considering how John Gruden has publicly slobbered all over you for years when he was a broadcaster? Wouldn't that be a little awkward? Just a wee bit awkward?
No, I don't think so.
No?
No.
I mean, it's a little, weirder
is Carr, who bought a house next to Gruden. That's weirder.
Yeah. At least Urban Meyer is the one that bought a house next to Tim Tebow. It is odd if the player is the one that buys the house next to the. That's odder, because that's like just sucking up. But Urban Meyer, I mean, it is sucking up. It's a different kind of sucking up. But anyway. What else do we have? Let's see here. Justin in Cincinnati posts an interesting question. He says, at the end of the day, Brian Finley is still creepier than Hayes. How about that? I got to admit, now, I sense more of a creepy clinger vibe from Brian Finley than I do Hayes. I think Hayes is just a fan of the show, and he's a big supporter. He's got his own cadence to him. But when Brian Finley's around, I mean, he's got this neurosis where he thinks everyone's stealing his material. He just, someone needs to take a crowbar to his head.
My name is Brian Finley. I'm a jock sniffer, and I approve of this message.
Yeah, just ridiculous. Ridiculous. All right. Who else do we have? Let's see here. Ralphie Boy says, push the button, Roberto, the greatness of the Raiders. He already pushed it. Mark, the full name guy, says, talk about blowhards. You actually feel the need to enlist loyal fans to defend your slanderous remarks and ridicule anyone with the balls to tell you to shove it where the sun don't shine. Well, Mark, listen. We have allowed you back in. You threatened to kill me several years ago, Mark, the full name guy. Justifiable homicide. Those are your words, not my words. Your words, not mine. And we allowed you back in. So, and you're still lobbing haymakers up, right and left. It's a bad job by you. Rob in Vegas says, I'm trying to put two and two together. Is Hayes cleaning these dead bodies, then selling them on the black market? No, he's not doing that. He says he's simply making $288,000 to wash three or four bodies a month. That, you say that like it's easy. I'm going to go out on a limb and say it's not that easy. That job is not that easy. All right, let's go back to the phones. And who do we have? Let's see. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Let's say hello to Emmett, the blind Seahawk fan in Olympia, Washington. Hello, Emmett.
Altuve.
F. Altuve.
God, man.
F. Altuve.
Hit it, Roberto. Hit it.
He's demanding. Roberto. There we go.
Altuve. This is awesome.
Well, I did like now. I saw Roberto and several others. This has gone viral here. Jose Altuve. Was actually the, we're hearing, I can't confirm this, but Roberto, I think our sources tell us he may have been the jockey at the Kentucky Derby.
That's correct.
That cheater, rode man. The cheating horse to the Kentucky Derby win. And
oh, the cheater.
He might have cloned cheater. Himself and been out there. He does look. Yeah.
Yeah, so
he does appear to be actually a little smaller than the jockeys. I hang out at the track there, Altuve. And yeah, so, man, we should investigate that further. Bob yeah, so Baffert should sue Altuve.
I would too, just to be the cheater. But I called to talk about Tim Tebow, because I feel like he had the opportunity to play tight end years ago. I think he has like an addiction to being a professional athlete because, you know, quarterback didn't work out. So he's like, okay, I'm not going to be a tight end. I'm going to switch over to baseball. Switches over to baseball. That doesn't work. So he's like, all right, I'm going to go play tight end now. We'll see how that works. But the thing is with the NFL is I've, you know, listened to the Buckaroos interviews of people in the media because I want to get into it. And it's kind of like sports radio. You kind of have to know people and get that connection to get a roster spot like that, especially for Tim Tebow. And an interesting fact I saw on Twitter, you do know that the Broncos GM had a connection to Teddy Bridgewater and Patrick Surtain.
Yeah, everyone's connected to everyone, Emmett. You know, that's the key. When you're a young guy, Emmett, in life, it's make a lot of friends, because eventually those friends will help you out down the line. How about that? And you can help them out. That's how life works. Helping each other out. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, Emmett. Thank you, buddy. So, Emmett, the blind Seahawks. And we're teaching him about life. Now, I got to rip Adam Thielen of the Minnesota Vikings. So Adam Thielen made some comments. We mentioned them in passing on a previous episode of the show where he took some mild shots at Lambeau Field. And he was getting destroyed on social media for that. And to me, the comment, they weren't benign comments, but they weren't like the worst thing out there. Thielen's the big star for the Vikings as far as the pass catchers are concerned. He's been there for several years. He's played a bunch of games at the frozen tundra. And so he popped up on, where was he here? Where was this? He popped up on the Pat McAfee show and was asked about all this. And he attempted to clarify, right? He attempted to clarify, and you know, he had said there was nothing fancy about Lambeau Field. He pointed out that it's all bleachers and all that stuff. So he then went on this radio show on Monday to clarify what he meant and said that he loved playing at Lambeau Field. Now, first of all, bad job by Adam Thielen. All right. Know where you reside. You play for the Minnesota Vikings. Who is the blood rival of the Minnesota Vikings? The Green Bay Packers. So why would you walk back on those comments? No. What you should have done is, secondly, taken a canister of kerosene and poured more kerosene on top and watch it burn. What are you doing? And he's like, well, I'm not here to defend myself, but I do want to put a little context. No, there's no need for context. It's a dopey off-season comment about this, you know, old stadium in Green Bay that's been, you know, fixed up as much as they can possibly fix it up over the years. And every time they need to fix up the stadium, they offer more stock, and then they get money to fix up Lambeau Field. But stop. No, no, don't walk that back. There's no need to walk it back. Who the hell cares? Stay off the social media if you're that concerned. Oh, no, they're saying bad things about me. Oh, no. Stop. It's ridiculous. All right. It is the Ben Maller Show. We're going to have the MLB Pick'em. The MLB Pick'em coming up right around the corner. Here is the Who Am I game. A blatant attempt to get you to listen a few minutes longer. Thus, we call it the Who Am I game. So, Adam Wainwright recently became the first Cardinals starter to go into the ninth inning, allow three hits or less, and commit a balk since me. All right, Adam Wainwright becoming the first Cardinal starter to go into the ninth inning, allow the three hits, and commit a balk since me. All right, that is the question. Who am I? The answer next. Scary.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Nothing good happens after midnight unless you listen to the Ben Maller Show. Join the fastest growing club on Fox Sports Radio. You can follow your host on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. On Facebook, go to facebook.com/Ben Maller Show. And on Instagram, it's at Ben Maller on Fox. And you can add your touch to weekly show bits like Ask Ben and Lame Jokes. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
And we will have the MLB Pick'em coming up in a couple minutes. But right now, time for the Who Am I game. So Adam Wainwright recently became the first Cardinals starter to work into the ninth, allow three hits or less, and commit a balk since me. Who am I? That is the question. What is the answer? And who do we have here? Travis B is going with our colleague Steve Hartman, who was on the podcast last week. Robbie the Mariner fan says the can't-miss phenom Rick Ankiel is the way to go. Who else do we have? The Vegas Wolf says the answer is Russell Westbrook's oversized forehead. Foghorn Leghorn from Christopher the Custodian. Fernando Rodney, the iconic Fernando Rodney from Oscar. Beavis and Butthead, tossed out by Mr. Nice Guy. Who else do we have? Bartolo Colon, guessed by 00 Mexican. The Blind Emmett Show from J. Dot in Utah, clearly jealous of the amount of airtime that Blind Emmett is getting. And J-Dot says, what about mine? Omar Olivares, good name by Jason in Denver. Old Cardinal knowledge, as Chris in Des Moines had with Joe McGrain, another Cardinal legend. Justin in Cincinnati going with Chris in Houston. Interesting, I didn't realize Chris is now a Knicks fan. Lou Brown, guessed by Jason in Rocky Mount, Virginia. The Mad Trucker from Parts Unknown says Kurt Schilling. Just Josh says the answer is Beetlejuice, a.k.a. Hayes. Just want you to know, Koopaloop is freaking out over here because of the amount of money Hayes claims that he makes for washing bodies. I think we might lose Coop. Coop, would you be willing to wash a few bodies a week for $300,000 a year?
I'd be willing to bet my life that he doesn't make that much money doing that job.
Okay. Well, how can we fact check it? Like, can we get his information? I mean, I don't think people usually give out their salaries. Although he just randomly threw it out.
Just
Google it. I think he does make about that much. I've heard it. Yeah. Well, okay. I mean, we'll find out. But I've heard from people, and I've known people that work in that business, and you make very good money because nobody wants to do it. Miguel on Fire says you are Kirk McCaskill, the old Angel. Do you have an answer, Eddie? It's not Bob Gibson, guessed by Wally in Florida, or Jim Cott from Robin, Minnesota.
No, it is another Bob, though. It's Bob Forsh.
Oh, Bob, there's another good name. Bob Forsh from back in the day. No, incorrect. It's not Mr. Peanut, guessed by Mark Man, the Bronco fan, or Angela Lansbury from Jay in Florida. The correct answer is Joel McGrain. It is Joel McGrain, and our guy in Iowa got it right. Joel McGrain shut out the Cubs back in 1990, and that was the last time a line, including a balk, had been played out. So Chris in Des Moines got it right. That leads us into the MLB Pick'em Daily Fantasy, and picking first, Eddie Garcia.
Let's go with John Means of the Baltimore Orioles.
Wow, bad pick.
Why? Why is it a bad pick?
Coop.
Why?
I'm going to go with Shohei Ohtani.
That's another bad pick. Oh, my God.
Roberto. Bad pick.
Give me the Biebs. Give me the Biebs.
Shane Bieber.
You passed up Shane Bieber. All right, I'm going to wait. Hold on. Wait a minute. I'm up. I'm taking Bieber. No. I screwed that up. I'm up next.
Oh, Roberto's got stolen again.
I'm getting Bieber. Go ahead, Roberto.
It's a conspiracy, man.
Go ahead.
Giancarlo Stanton.
All right, one more.
Walker Buehler.
I'm going to take Mike Trout.
That was awful.
Mike Trout.
No,
cool.
Stop taking Mike Trout.
0 for 6. Is that cool.
You're jinxing him.
He's due. Cool.
I'm going to go with Luke Voit.
All right, Eddie, back-to-back. Coop's voice still sucks. Eddie.
I'm going to take my cousin Odalis Garcia from the Rangers, and let's go with Brandon Crawford of the Giants.
All right, Coop.
Jared Walsh.
Jess Winker of my Reds. Roberto. Ooh.
Fernando Tatis Jr.
Winker. Ooh. You
Jess.
Love Winker.
Are you like
Come
friends?
On.
Jess?
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.